Oh, yeah, I'm not even gonna reset that, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to Dope Boys Podcast. It's been a fat ass minute since we posted one. Unfortunately, I'm not here with my nigga Luis right now, man. I'm here with the homie Robert from SOS Productions. And a face and face, a voice you guys haven't heard before. It's my nigga Fidel. Fidel, say what's up to the podcast.
What's up?
Go ahead and give them your Snap or your Instagram, nigga, so they can follow you, talk to you.
Nah, fuck with
that. You wanna stay undercover?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hit him up though if you find him.
Hit him up, yeah, if you find him, if you know who he is. Hit him up, he's dumb fuck. Today's podcast is a little special, man. We got a little sip on, you feel me? We got
so
a little...
you're not gonna introduce me, nigga?
I did introduce you, nigga. I said Robbie from SOS Productions, bitch. You said fuck you, nigga.
Nothing, bitch. Hey. What's up? Back in the cut. This would have been the third time, but that shit got cut out. Little do y'all know.
Listen, little do y'all know behind the scenes, this is the fourth time I tried making a fucking podcast this week.
Yeah, because this nigga loves getting calls in the middle of us recording and ending it.
That's not my fault.
So that's some legendary.
Anyways, what we sipping on some Bucana Deluxe.
I thought you were going to say it wrong.
Nah, it's Bucana.
Bucana.
Butas, nigga, fuck you.
Bucanas.
Butas.
Buchanans.
Botas. Buchanans? Like Dion Buchanan, like the linebacker, or like?
Like your mother.
Oh.
Now take a drink.
Also, we got some squirt going with it.
We ain't talking soda.
And we ain't talking soda, that's right. But we should get a little drink on here while we on the podcast. And yeah, man, we're kind of just fucking vibing today, giving some random questions, some thoughts, some opinions on some shit. And yeah, so the first topic I want to get real into, bro. How do y'all niggas feel about aliens? You think they're real?
Yeah, I think they're real.
You think so? Yeah, bro, honest, I don't know, about, nigga.
I'm waiting for the day the government tells us about
July.
In July?
2 months.
Ooh, fuck! I know that they got some footage and shit saying that there's been like unidentified aircraft.
Oh yeah, I've been seeing that shit.
Bro, that's kind of crazy, nigga.
They're a thing, bro. If you think about like how small we are and shit, y'all know, y'all seen those videos where like it shows how small we are and shit. That's just like the tip of the iceberg of like what the fuck you guys are barely finding out about space type of shit. You really don't know how big this shit is. And for there to not be anything else out there, like there's two options. This is the way I see it. There's two options. A, there is an alien and we're the only ones out here, which is kind of depressing and sad. Because what the fuck are we doing? Or B, there's aliens out there. There's only A or B.
Bro, I'd be down to fucking alien.
See, that's coming from a man that's down bad right now.
I'd be down to fucking alien. I think that'd be pretty cool.
One thing we used to say, you'll fuck anything with
your legs. Nah, nigga, I never said that.
No, he did say that.
No, I did not, nigga. No, I did not. I never said that. I never said that. That's cap.
What a man.
I never said that. Nah, but I definitely, I don't know, bro. I feel like I want to believe in them, but at the same time, I don't. Because it's more of a religion thing, nigga. Because, okay, this is how I explain it to my mom.
You religious?
I just believe in God, bro. I would question if aliens are real, God, if God's real at that point.
Do you think God's has more of a chance of being real than aliens? Can they not exist?
Okay, so this is my theory. I feel like aliens, to me, there's two ways I see it. Because I was telling my mom, what if all that devil video shit, like, you know how you be seeing ghost videos and shit be flying across the room and all that? I'm like, if aliens are real...
Something else be fake.
Bro, but if aliens are real, how is it not just an alien just under fucking an invisible cloak, my nigga, just throwing shit across the room? Because there's videos, bro, where shit's flying across and stupid shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. So what is it stopping a fucking alien just to be like, oh, you know what, let me fuck with this human real quick, let me fuck with him. You know, and they're probably laughing like, oh, these niggas believe in God, so this is what they're doing. Or another thing, maybe that, like, my whole thing is just believing in heaven and hell, bro. Like, if I die, no, I'm okay. If I die, if I'm really going to go to heaven or if I'm going to go to hell. Because it all comes down to religion, bro, because at the end of the day, I got to find something to believe in. You feel me? Me, motherfucker, I don't know where I'm going to be at the end of the day. I want to be somewhere chilling with some big booty bitches. I want to be in heaven chilling with some big booty bitches.
I'm not.
You about to go to hell for that? The fuck?
I'm not too religious or anything. I think I believe in science a little more than anything else. I'm not a Scientologist. Not what is that one science religion called? Scientology. I'm not one of those niggas. But I definitely because they're really hardcore about it. And they got some weird ass rules. But
they really do.
I think science is just the answer for everything that we're gonna do in the future and that we're already doing.
So
it's a way of explaining and a way of discovering.
Okay, so what about like? Okay, I started seeing a lot too. Like, they're saying that there's a hidden civilization in Antarctica.
Oh, like underwater?
Like under the ice, nigga. You think that shit's true?
It could be.
I mean, it's all ice.
The possibility, I think, is true.
Bro?
But, yeah, I think the possibility is true, but am I certain that there's shit under there? No, I don't think
so. Because I can believe it too, bro, because it's like, bro, nobody really be fucking with Antarctica like that.
With the ocean, period.
Yeah, for real.
Well, the ocean's kind of different. Whoa, fuck.
The ocean is scary, dog.
Yeah, bro, I don't know about the ocean, nigga.
We know less about the ocean than we do the space.
I feel like space is bullshit, dog. Keep it 100. I feel like that shit's... Bro, I don't know. I can't trust that shit.
What do you mean?
How the fuck do we know more about something outside our planet than we do about our planet?
Because it's easier to look out than to actually go into an environment.
Than to look in?
Than in an environment where it's pressure. That's the only thing stopping us.
Oh, it's pressure?
Yeah, the pressure.
Oh, there's a lot of pressure in the water? I didn't know that.
If you go...
Even my dumbass...
I didn't know that, nigga.
What? Don't quote me on this. I think if you go down like 20,000 feet... Not even 20,000 feet. Like a couple miles... below the water, it's literally the equivalent of, I think I remember, it's like a school bus, and every square inch of your body, every little square inch of your body is experiencing one school bus against your
pressure.
Yeah, one little square inch school bus. So you can imagine the pressure if you go all the way to the bottom.
Is there even a bottom?
Yeah, Mariana's Trench. It's the deepest trench in the world. People have been only down there 3 times.
People?
Yeah. 3 times only.
Bro,
fucking times. And how much astronauts are there? Nigga, like hundreds.
So why can't we build something to go that down?
We can, but it's hard to stay down there for that long. And plus visibility's hard.
Why can't we send a fucking
camera? It's pitch black.
Nigga, isn't space pitch black?
No, that's different.
How?
Because it's the stars.
And the sun and shit?
That's light.
Nigga, so we can't build a fucking light to throw that bitch down in the ocean?
Nigga, that bright, no?
We have some bright-ass lights, my nigga. You can't make it fucking bright enough to fucking see
you can brighten up 30 feet in front of you type of shit.
Why can't you?
You know how expensive it is to go down there?
Nigga, you know how expensive it is to spend on rocket fuel? Send that bitch up there and back?
Nah, nigga, but here's the thing. It's easier, nigga, to look out. It's easier to look out than to fucking try to actually physically go down somewhere to look. You know what I'm saying? Because we can't just use cameras to look down type of shit. So we gotta go down there. But yeah, nigga, there could still be mermaids for all we know.
Bro, I feel like there's still those big ass sharks, the megalodons.
I don't think so.
Or the big ass.
I think they would have came out by now. They're too big.
I don't know, bro. I seen not recently on the news, but like a couple months back, there is a whale, bro, that showed up in the ocean that was halfway gone. Like half of it was fucking chopped off, my nigga. And then did you see that they found a giant ass squid too in the ocean?
A giant squid.
It's like 20 feet.
Those are fight the blue whales.
Nigga.
Yeah, they fight blue whales.
I mean, they wrap around.
They fucking scrap. They scrap.
Fuck,
bro. Their tentacles have little teeth in them, and it digs into the skin.
Oh hell no, nigga. If I'm a blue whale,
nigga,
that's
one tentacle is like this big on a giant.
The little sucking, the suction cup shit.
Nigga, imagine that sucking on your face and just digging in,
sucking on my dick, nigga.
That shit was, nigga, what? Y'all see where this man's mind goes?
I'm horny, dog. Nigga. I'm horny.
He gets half a drink and...
Augie, it's just us right here.
This nigga's a menace to
dog,
society.
I've been horny for a minute.
Nigga, since 08, bro, I'm telling you.
I've been horny since...
This nigga came out the womb with the heart on. Sorry to the mother.
I just been horny since like January, since my birthday.
Since January? Nigga, what the fuck? What a specific ass date. I thought you were going to say a year or some bullshit.
I don't know. I just been craving pussy hella lately.
Said January.
Ladies, if you hear this and you want your pussy ate, holler at a nigga.
Hey, but he doesn't know how to eat it.
That's not true. You see how I eat food. I fucked that shit
what
up.
What the fuck?
I fucked that shit up, nigga. I fucked that pussy up, nigga.
Nigga, that has no correlation other than your mouth is open.
Nah, I fucked that pussy up, nigga. Oh,
you're
hell no.
Biting it.
I eat that bitch like a fucking strawberry shortcake fucking sundae ice cream, nigga. I fucked that shit up.
You be the type of nigga to bite.
Bite that shit. Bite that clit off, nigga. I don't give a fuck. That's...
Like, some bitches might like
that. That freaky shit. Bite my shit. Bite my shit.
This nigga. You know, I might try that.
Bite the side of the lip. Just bite. Get a little nibble. Get a little nibble. Get a little nibble, nigga. You feel me? Get a little... nigga. Oh.
Shit, baby. Bite my shit. Bite my shit. Bite my nuts.
No, don't bite my nuts. Just bite the side of the fucking...
So you... I was about to say, so you're still a virgin?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm not a virgin.
Bodies? How much bodies?
4. 5.
That's kind
of... No, it's been 5. That's 5 or 4. The first 2, the second girl I was with, and then 2 tender bitches.
Yeah.
And that's it?
Tender. Tinder. Mind you, this motherfucker was trying to say Tinder.
Tinder, my bad.
Or were they bad?
They were.
Nah, it's because, like, with Tinder, bro,
you saw?
Like. No. Nah, with Tinder, it's more like. I didn't get used to it because the way I am, I like to talk to a female before I fuck. These females, like, there's dead ass just females on there just to fuck. So, bro, the first girl that I hit up, I literally hit her up, I'm like, hey, let's chill. Like, I'm like, let's go get food. No questions asked. She's like, I just want to fuck, keep it 100. I was like, all right, I bet it. This is kind of new to me, but, you know, got it in.
Yeah, this thing is all excited.
Well, because, bro, like, I really was going to take her out to eat, you know, and then go fucking from there, go to a movie, you know, kick it, and then fuck. But she's just fucking.
Yeah, I know you like that, though. Straight to the point.
Yeah, I am straight to the point, though. I am straight to the point. Like, if you're a female and you come to my house and we're not dating, I just want you to suck me off.
Wait.
I don't want you to stay for breakfast, nothing. I just want to suck my meat and go. If you're bored,
I don't condone this.
If you got somewhere to be in an hour, but you're horny, just come over in the morning, suck me off, and get the fuck on your way. Gotta lay out some gas. Hold on, I'll be back. Keep the conversation.
Motherfucker. Anyways, man, we're coming live at y'all from fucking Dino.
Whoa, watch that shit not be recording, though.
Hey, for real. Nah, we in. We in. Fucking. Hey, I was thinking about making a podcast, man. Smenagi inspired me. Making an SOS podcast.
It's not bad, bro.
It just might, bro. It's not that hard, man. It feels kind of good sometimes, like, not forcing a conversation, but expecting a conversation and going into it is pretty nice.
I like the podcast because it really helps me get off what I have to say on my chest.
Okay.
Not get off, bitch. I just meant, like, getting shit off my chest on how I feel about certain topics, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And seeing people's opinion. Bro, shout out to you guys, really helped me with that whole female situation, bro. A lot of people were, like, hella concerned, asking me questions, how I was doing. So, thank you guys a lot. So, since the last couple podcasts I've made, I've tried to fucking explain the whole situation. So, I'm gonna keep it short and sweet. I don't talk to her no more. We ended on good terms. She's blocked. I wish the best for her. These fucking kids are coming to the fucking park and I'm fucked up. Excuse the background noise. We're at a fucking park.
We're at a fucking park right now.
But, yeah, man, she's blocked. She obviously tunes into the podcast, so no disrespect towards her. She's doing her thing.
Bless me in the comments.
Hopefully she's having a good life, and yeah, that's pretty much it on that topic, but,
Let's go to my car?
Yeah, let's take a walk.
Y'all, let's take a pause, but y'all keep listening.
We're gonna keep the conversation going, just taking a pause, you hear me? But, really just talking about how... Bro, you know what I want to talk about? How did the pandemic affect y'all niggas? Because I know for me... It was kind of, like, depressing at first, but then after a while, once I got a job, it really wasn't that bad. Because I had something to do. Yeah. But, like, for you guys, what did you guys do? What did you do, FIFA?
I just worked.
Every day?
Every day.
You played games? Bro, but there was no good video games to play, though. Keep it 100.
All I played was Call of Duty.
Nah, I can't even fuck a Call of Duty like that no more, bro.
Really?
Yeah, Call of Duty's kind of whack.
I just played the new one.
Cold War?
Yeah.
You got Cold War?
Yeah.
Okay, bitch. Is it good?
Yeah, fuck with it.
Yeah, it's better than Modern Warfare?
Nah. I still fuck with Modern Warfare more.
Than Cold War?
Yeah.
So is Cold War ass compared to Modern Warfare or what?
In my opinion, yeah.
It's a downgrade?
I think so, nigga.
Damn, for real? What the fuck? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we moved the podcast to the fucking car. Nah, nigga, I can't smoke, man. The fuck I just say?
Bro, you're here for a good time, not a long time.
I'm here chilling, smoke. I'm just chilling, man. Scoot this bitch up, pussy. Scoot the chair up.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, my fat ass is cramped.
We can tell. You
don't get shit. Time. But, no, man, Rob, how did it affect you, bro?
Fucking. I don't even know, man.
Like, what really fucking. Was there ever a breaking point in the podcast or no? Like, not the podcast, the pandemic?
Not really. I guess just trying to find myself. Found out more about myself. Mm-hmm. Fucking. Yeah, man, just self-improvement. Some self-reflection.
Bro, I think those first couple months when we had to stay home were kind of fucking ass.
How come?
Just couldn't do shit, nigga. Every day was jerking off and fucking Xbox and schoolwork and fucking depression up the ass. Couldn't see my niggas, couldn't do shit.
Yeah,
bro. Remember, I was fucking filling all my fucking classes. Shout out COVID, though, because I'd have never fucking. That shit never came. I think I would have failed that bitch.
Yeah, I cheated on all my finals.
Bro, I don't understand. Bro, niggas are stupid. You fucking underclassmen hearing this shit. If you're failing any classes, you're a fucking retard, dog. Keep it 100. How are you fucking failing online school? You can literally look up the fucking answers. There's no way you're that fucking retarded. I'm sorry. Unless you're like that ass, incapable of fucking Googling shit. There should be no reason why you can't fucking cheat on a fucking test or some shit or on your fucking homework. That don't make no sense to me. That's all I did, bro. Assignments, cheat on my fucking homework. Oh, I started drawing, nigga. I got like a whole little mirror on the side of my wall. Drawing. Yeah. Well, for 21 days, bro, every time I stayed up past 1 a.m., every time I stayed past midnight, I would draw something. Yeah. Like, just a reminder, like, okay, you're up at this time. So I started drawing, bro, and I drew. I think I have 21 pictures in total because I only drew one picture at a day every time I stayed up. So I stayed up for 3 weeks straight, bro.
Hey, Siri.
This show was kind of tough.
Define soliloquy.
Soliloquy?
Soliloquy means an act of speaking one's thoughts aloud when by oneself or regardless of any hearers, especially by a character in a play.
Okay. I heard that earlier today.
Soliloquy?
That word, and it's been stuck in my head.
What is it?
Soliloquy.
Soliloquy.
Yeah, I wanted to find out what it was.
So it means to speak your mind?
Basically.
Who the fuck just pulled up in their Dodge fucking Charger?
Horn.
Oh, what a whore. What time is it?
6:30. How much is a ball?
Well, it's a good thing we got to film, nigga, because low-key, it's not as long. I think we're only going to film up to, like, make it record up to 20 minutes. Just so I have something to put out, man. Because I feel bad not putting nothing out this whole week.
Yeah, bro, you slacking.
Yeah, so we got about a minute left, bro. But, sorry, guys, for the short podcast. You know, just niggas really just been going through some shit. Haven't had time. But I was able to put this shit out for you motherfuckers. So hopefully you guys appreciate it. I know you guys fucked the last podcast, the fourth one. Pretty good. Yeah, it's doing pretty good. But hopefully y'all niggas are doing okay.
Don't forget to check out SOS Productions on YouTube.
Check out SOS Productions, bro. Fuck with the videos, like their shit. If you guys want to check out the highlights from the episode podcast. 4 podcast, tune into the YouTube video. They got the highlights up there of us just talking bullshit. Oh, you didn't record the fucking Five Guys, huh?
Nah, I didn't
record. Ah, verga, you should have got the Five Guys after.
Yeah, true.
Could have got me fucking up a burger. But, yeah, guys, hopefully you guys fuck with this little short podcast. It's just a little something you don't really give you guys. But Monday, we'll definitely go back to the regular fucking... regular hour-long podcast. But, this week is just a little more fucking podcast to tell y'all niggas how I'm doing, how life's going, a little checkup. But, yeah, I'll catch y'all niggas on the next podcast. And peace!